Should you do no contact if the breakup was your fault? Basically, if there were issues, if there was betrayal, if there was cruelty, and it was your fault, should you do no contact? Or should you be talking to your ex, apologizing, and things like that? I'm going to talk about that and give you several examples. First, a lot of people do apologize because the person breaks up with you and they tell you why. That's very common. And so apologizing for that and saying, I won't do it again. I regret doing it. Please give me another chance. Perfectly reasonable. And that's what I suggest. And so if you have done that, and if it wasn't something absolutely too terrible, then usually that's enough. You can reach out and apologize again shortly after the breakup, but I usually don't suggest that it be beyond that. So two is enough. So when people talk about clean slate messages, clean slate letters, blank slate letters, and I talk about that too, I'm talking about in situations where there's something that needs to be apologized for and it hasn't happened. That's when you would do that. But most people do it at the breakup or shortly after. They apologize for whatever the person said was going on and they say it won't happen again and state regret. That's a good thing. But doing it too much basically will prevent no contact from working because you're actually not in no contact. And it can actually make the other person very frustrated because you have apologized, they've heard you, and they've given their response or their decision. And so continuing to do that in many ways is disrespectful. At least it feels that way to them. I understand that that's not your intent, that you're operating from pain and you're desperate in some ways. You're trying to get their attention. You're trying to get them to see that you really will change, that you really are sorry, and you're wanting them to give you another chance. Unfortunately, we have free will as human beings, at least we do for now. And so one of the best things you can do is to tell yourself that they're another person and that you don't control them and that this is up to them. And that's when hopefully you will go into no contact and stay away. But if you've apologized once or maybe twice, you have done enough and it's on them now. And that's when you should go into no contact, let them live their life, make their decision, be without you, miss you, and a lot of the things that I talk about in other videos and in the emergency breakup kit. Number two, is an apology enough? Some people ask, well, I said I was sorry, but do I need to demonstrate? Do I need to give them a gift? Do I need to give them examples? Do I need to do things to show them I've changed? And the answer is a bit complex because if they have broken up with you and they've pulled themselves out of your life, immediately following the breakup, it can make sense that you will do something, some grand gesture to try to show how sorry you are. I understand that. And you might even give them something to kind of show repentance, to kind of show that you want to make it up to them by doing something that they can see, something tangible where you've made a sacrifice, you've spent some money or something like that. And that makes sense. I'm not telling you not to do that. What I am saying is that if you do that too much, it loses its power. It can become annoying to them and frustrating, and then it can start to really harm the level of attraction that they feel for you, which is already suffering some. But if you do those things, it can really reach a point where it's dangerously low and where your chances become very low of being able to get back together with them. So should you do more than simply state an apology? The answer is a bit complex depending on the situation, because if it's a very small thing, and a lot of times if they break up with you and they state some small thing that just seems like more of a gotcha, like that's not why you break up a relationship. That's not why you leave, because you made a mistake and I caught you. That shows a lot of immaturity and lack of an ability to be in a healthy relationship on their end. If it's gotcha with this detail, so I'm going to break up with you because you're not perfect and you did something. It's kind of childish, as a matter of fact. And I would suggest that you do your best to try to just move on from that person, because it's probably going to happen again if they have you under the magnifying glass to that level and they're trying to find a flaw and then leave because of it, because they seem to think that maybe they don't have flaws and they're just perfect and that they're entitled to someone who just endures their mistreatment. It can get pretty messy. So be careful that you're not making demonstrations of regret and repentance when you really don't have that much to apologize for. We all can forget things. We all can have bad days where we don't communicate, or maybe where we're not showing up like we're supposed to in the relationship, or where we're inconsiderate or things like that. But if it's something that's bad, and I think we all kind of know what those things are, if you cheated, if you were flirty with somebody else, if you lied to them, if you said something really mean about their family, or you insulted them and it was really hurtful, something that is difficult to come back from, or if there was real physical abuse, things like that. Sometimes in those situations, you can't really blame them if they don't want to get back together. But yes, it would make sense that you do something, some grand gesture. You give a gift or an act of service, something to show them that you get it and that you're deeply sorry and you're trying to make up for it. And that's all that you can do. But even then, you have to stop. You have to do it. You have to let them accept it or not. And you have to give them their own time and their own mind so that they can think about it and figure this out and see what they really want to do. And you can't get in the situation where you think, well, since that didn't do it, I'm going to have to do something more. And since that didn't do it, I'm going to have to do something more. And you keep trying to improve and up what you did, because that can make you look really unstable. And so while you should, in some situations, do more than apologize, if you've done too much, it can hurt you. And if you're thinking that you need to just keep upping it, you're also going to lower your attraction, and you're going to make this person want to be away from you. They're going to start to get really annoyed or maybe even feel uncomfortable around you because you're not taking no for an answer. So keep that in mind. Before I get to number three, get more information on my emergency breakup kit. It's a powerful guide to help you get your ex back and help you navigate some of these situations. You can get the kit at myexbackcoach.com/EBK. The link's in the description below. But the kit is designed to help you get your ex back. It's like coaching with me. It will also give you information on how you can book a coaching session with me. It's a powerful help so that you will have the best odds of getting your ex back, with really good information based on my 23 years of observation of breakups. Number three, I want to warn you to avoid this temptation, and that is that you've been in no contact and you start thinking about the relationship and that you weren't perfect in it, because no one is. And you start trying to find things to apologize for, and you write a letter or something like that, and you make a big deal and you apologize, but it's a really small thing. That can make it look like you don't think that you're very valuable. That if you have to apologize for such a small thing, it kind of suggests you think that they would leave you over such a small thing. And if someone leaves you over a very small thing, it means they don't value you, because we're all imperfect and we all make mistakes. And so if they're looking for perfect, they're not going to find it. And that's one of the best things that you can do for yourself, is accept that, remind yourself of that, and not act like you doing this small thing is worthy of a big apology. And obviously people will disagree on some of the details, but most of us can say this was a small thing, this was a big thing. And if you really think it's a small thing and they didn't mention it, then don't go looking for things you can apologize for as an excuse or justification to break no contact. I realize that's really tempting, because the assumption is that if they haven't reached out and they haven't wanted to get back together yet, that you've got to do something else. It's like, well, this hasn't worked, so I need to try something else. But that's not how it works, because as I've said in other videos and I talk about in the emergency breakup kit, time is part of the equation. It's like a bone healing when it's been broken. Just because it doesn't feel better the next day, or just because the bone hasn't healed the next day, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means that time is part of the equation, and more time has to pass before the bone can heal. I'm not saying that every breakup ends with reunion. I'm not saying that time solves all breakups to the point of getting everyone back together, but I am saying that in most situations, time is part of the equation if two people are going to get back together, and that your superpower right now is patience and trusting the process, taking it one day at a time, and understanding that it's like a cake in the oven. You have to wait the amount of time that it says. If you turn up the heat, you don't get the cake faster. You just get bad cake, burnt cake, faster. Number four, what happens if you send an apology letter and they don't respond? So a lot of times people will think that they have to do something else. Maybe send another apology letter. Maybe show up. Maybe just flat out go over to where they live and knock on the door. I don't suggest that, because as I've said in other videos, when someone doesn't respond, when they ignore you, they are not secretly hoping that you will find another way to communicate with them. I give the example a lot. If someone goes in the room and locks the door, you don't go outside and crawl through the window and expect for them to be happy to see you and think that you're really clever because you figured out that just because the door's locked doesn't mean that you can't get in and that the window is another way. That's not how you handle things. When the person is not responding to you, maybe they've even blocked you, don't try to find other avenues to contact them. I know that's painful. I know it's frustrating because you want to contact them. You want to talk to this person. You love them. You want to get back together. But if they have ignored you, they haven't responded, they haven't accepted your apology, or they haven't responded to your apology, then you have got to just take that as an answer that, yes, they got your apology. Technology works. The mail works. Email works. Texts work. So they got it. But if they didn't respond, or if they blocked you, and maybe they didn't get it for that reason, then just know that when they want to communicate with you, they will. And that's really tough. I know that's really difficult, but that's the truth. And you will only make yourself look bad if you repeatedly contact them when they have not responded. You will look like someone who's not all there, like you're not stable, especially if you start trying to do other things, like you didn't respond to my text, so I'm going to show up, or I'm going to call, or I'm going to email, or I'm going to message you on this platform since you blocked me on this other one. You realize that is how you can really make things where there's no going back and there's no getting back together with your ex. Before I get to number 5, this is a reminder, get my emergency breakup kit. The link is in the description below. You can go to myexbackcoach.com to get it. And I get messages and emails every day of people who got their ex back because they followed the emergency breakup kit to a T. So again, the link is in the description below. You can get it at myexbackcoach.com. And now for number 5. The most important action that you can take is to show them that you take them at their word. In other words, if you apologize, you tell them that you're sorry, you'll never do it again, that you regret it, and that you regret it constantly, and they still say, I understand, but I don't want to be with you, or they just don't say anything at all, or they tell you that they're thinking about it. Any of those things, once you have apologized, you have to show them that you take them at their word. Because that's a lot of what no contact shows, is that you have said this. You said you don't want to be with me anymore, or that you don't forgive me, or that you're not sure, or that you do forgive me, but that you don't want to be with me. And so when you take them at their word, first of all, it lets them feel like that they are being heard and that they're not going to have to become cruel to you, which I have an older video called Why Is My Ex So Cruel? And I explain that a lot of times it's because you won't back off and they don't know what else to do. And so they're cruel to you because they're hoping that that will make you stay away from them because they don't want to interact with you. And I know that's frustrating. You don't want to hear about that. It's not fun for me to say, but that happens. If you show them that you take them at their word, you don't want to be with me, okay, I understand. I'm going to back out gracefully. I'm not going to try to force myself into your life when you don't want me there. I'm not going to try to go outside and go through the window if you've locked the door. That's actually one of the most mature things that you can do. It also prevents them from manipulating you in the future with a breakup because they know that you're not going to just beg and beg until they finally give in and don't really mean it, and I could go down that road, but I'm not going to. But basically, you don't want to have this other person believe that they can break up with you and then sit back and get all kinds of validation because you are going to constantly be begging and pleading and fighting and that you're going to fix what they broke. You want them to know that you will make an effort, but once you realize you're not getting anywhere, you're going to back out gracefully and give them what they tell you they want. It's showing you're a good listener too. But it's also showing them that you hold them to their word, which is really important because when they say things and they do the opposite and you just go along with it, it teaches them to lie to you. And so to clarify that, what I'm saying is when they wonder, why aren't you texting? Why aren't you calling? The answer should be shouting back to them from within their brain that it's because they broke up with you and that that's what's going to happen when they do that. That way in the future, let's say that you two do get back together, they don't think that they can punish you with a breakup and that there's not any risk of losing you or that you'll validate them by kissing up and begging and pleading and all that. They will know that if they do break up with you, that it's serious, that you'll take them at their word and that you'll back away. And that's very important because people need to experience the consequences of their actions. And that's been taken away largely in society. And that's why people mistreat each other in many ways. So the consequence of the breakup is they don't hear from you at all. And you may be thinking, well, isn't that what they want? At first it is, but as many of you have learned, a lot of times when you use the no contact rule, they do reach out because they don't like not hearing from you. So keep that in mind, that you will hold them to their word, you'll believe them, and you'll back away because they said they don't want to be with you. You have apologized to them, and even then, they're not saying they want to get back together or they're not agreeing to it, and that you understand that. And that means you're bowing out gracefully. My emergency breakup kit is at myexbackcoach.com/EBK as an emergency breakup kit. The link is also in the description below. You can also book a session with me at the same website. This has been Coach Lee, and as always, Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for subscribing. And thank you for watching.